All right, I'm looking at the DES function on the Bloomberg terminal for Amazon.com. Total employees, 1.468 million employees as of September 30th of this year. That probably doesn't even include some of the temporary employees. So just an extraordinarily large workforce, but generally not unionized. And we've been seeing it all across the country. Unions would love to get some of those workers unionized. Let's get the latest from Ian Kilgren, Bloomberg Law reporter. Ian, what's the latest with the various unions and Amazon.com?
Right. Well, there was a big settlement between the National Labor Relations Board, the federal body that governs workers' labor rights, and Amazon last week, in which Amazon essentially agreed to a list of demands from the labor board that included a pledge that it would not stop workers from organizing their colleagues in Amazon warehouses off of company time. This is a big deal. There are a number of unions who have been trying to get a foothold in Amazon for some time now, and this could really help with that effort for them.
Ian, how does this help with, say, when it comes to getting better conditions for vaccines, for boosters, for that kind of production? How does COVID kind of play into this?
Well, COVID certainly has played into Amazon and a lot of other industries in that many workers have felt that they need to collectively advocate under one voice for workplace conditions. There have been a number of COVID outbreaks at Amazon warehouses across the country, including at the warehouse in Staten Island, which is just launched its second effort to hold a vote on whether to unionize the same day that this settlement with the labor board was announced. So COVID is certainly something that has made workers restless, including at Amazon, which has had huge demand, delivery demand because of the pandemic. And, you know, it's exacerbated a lot of underlying issues at Amazon and the workforce that have come to the surface now.
Well, Ian, I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of reporting over the years that, you know, Amazon is great at hiring lots of people. They employ a lot of people, but it's not an easy place to work. I don't care if you're in the fulfillment centers, the warehouses, or if you're in corporate HQ. It's a tough environment. But specifically as it relates to some of the fulfillment centers, I'm kind of surprised unions haven't had a better luck there. What's been how has Amazon been able to fend off these unions?
Well, Amazon is a big company. It has a lot of resources. It has a lot of legal resources. It's also been growing very quickly. And some of the jobs that workers do there don't really fit into the categories that we've seen a lot of traditional unions and industrial manufacturing unions occupy. For example, Amazon doesn't really have many drivers that are employed by the company. A lot of them are independent contractors, which are not eligible to unionize under federal labor law. And so there are a number of things like that, you know, within this huge structure that Amazon has built that make it difficult to really penetrate there when it's a self-contained operation and Amazon itself is dealing with every part from packaging to distribution. It makes it hard for unions.
So what can Amazon do next year? What comes next? Is this something that's going to be, say, detrimental to their bottom line, or is this something that could actually become a positive for the company?
Well, the first thing that Amazon and most immediate thing that Amazon is going to have to worry about and is worrying about right now is a do-over election in Bessemer, Alabama at the fulfillment center there. Amazon won by a landslide, but the labor board came back and said that some of the things that Amazon had done essentially interfered with the conditions under which the election took place, and that there would have to be a rerun election. So they're dealing with that. At the same time, they have a new, very aggressive president of the Teamsters coming in March, who has pledged to organize Amazon warehouses all across the country. So it's certainly something that is not going away. It's something that they're going to have to give, they're going to have to keep pushing back on if they do in fact want to remain ununionized.
All right, Ian, thanks so much for joining us and bringing us up to date on what we're seeing there at Amazon.com. And again, the union movements there, it seems like sporadically across the country, it's always a challenge for the company as unions try to get access to those 1.5 million employees at Amazon.com. Ian Kilgren, Bloomberg Law reporter, joining us there.